It's great to have much more art viewable around Honolulu, but is it a living for artists? Not really, for most. But here's a perspective from a Honolulu expat in New York City. Artist Matthew James makes a living for himself and his family. He's got a cool studio in Brooklyn. Do you feel you're part of a pretty vital-feeling scene there?
Yeah. I mean, there's a great community, you know, all around, for sure. But for the most part, I'm just kind of in my studio.
James has made his living as an artist for the last 10 years, his bread and butter being large-scale public art installations like the wall at the Salt Complex.
You know, one of my basic understandings about what it is that I should be trying to achieve as an artist is always trying to ask myself questions. And one of the basic questions that I had when I was doing these paintings was, what are some of the fundamental realities, you know, physical realities of our world? You know, why do cells look the way they look? Why does the universe look the way it looks? And a lot of that comes down to particle dispersion and fluid dynamics.
Particle dispersion, fluid dynamics, two forces he could experiment with in resin, showing how physics expresses its own aesthetic.
A lot of these people who are involved in the powwow, I really give them a lot of credit for staying there and, you know, creating a scene that seems to be working somewhat and is tied in with development and all that kind of stuff in order to try and create an actual economy in which they can exist. You know, it's almost thought of as an impossibility when you're young just to be an artist in Hawaii.
James says recently in Honolulu, he sees awareness in both corporate and government circles of the role art plays in shaping Hawaii's international cachet. The art world, he says, is in complete flux.
There's a whole argument to be made that the gallery system and, you know, the basic infrastructure which artists used to exist in is a completely dead system at this point.
The star dealers with big-time clients artists had to woo are aging out.
What's happening is Wall Street's actually buying up a lot of these galleries, or, you know, they're breaking up or they're shutting down. And so it's like you're kind of seeing like the death of an industry over here.
James says he sees the same turning over of huge institutions in music, film, and publishing, probably a result of our ability to reach each other directly.
The internet is really sort of the hub of those artistic movements right now. These weird memes and all these things that sort of have been affecting politics to a great extent. Those are all artistic movements. Like, you know, these are all pieces of art that people are creating, putting online and, like, you know, getting out there. Artists are more free now than ever. And, like, you know, you're seeing that manifest itself in all sorts of weird and crazy ways.
Like Pepe the Frog.
You know, you may not like the messages and you may not like the people, but what they're creating, what they're doing is art nonetheless.
James does performance art and is working on a new art and literary magazine called Dagger, first issue due out later this year. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.